words alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Glory is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I remember sitting in a class in seminary as we neared Holy Week when one of the students came in rushing in and said, "They canceled Easter." And we all turned around and looked, and he continued, "They found the body." Of course, we should have seen it coming. It was, after all, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Now, if one were to go by this gospel account we heard today, it seems like the authors were pulling an April Fool's joke on us, too. The gospel ends in this way. "So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid." Say what? That is no way to run a resurrection, folks. I'm telling you right now, how the heck did we end up here on this Sunday morning celebrating it if they told nobody about it? Now, I half expect the author to add, "April Fools, seriously, you guys, they actually did go and tell everybody, you know, just kidding. Gotcha, didn't I?" For those of you who have Bibles at home, you might notice that there are more verses that follow this. They are what the scholars will tell you are the other endings of Mark, beautifully and so creatively named the shorter ending and the longer ending. And they were put there by my monks and scribes the centuries. And you know what? I can't blame them. I can't tell you how often I have seen a movie or read a book and think, really? I spent all this time on the story and that is how you end it? I mean, have you ever wanted to do a rewrite? I think we often do. We want neat and tidy endings to our books, movies, and TV series. Fans of the TV series Lost or How I Met Your Mother could write volumes on the subject. But maybe this isn't such a bad way to end this gospel. Maybe the author of these verses had it right all along. If only we could step back for a moment to really hear the message those women heard. "Sorry, you missed it," the stranger said, hanging out in the tomb, which, by the way, would have had me jumping right out of my sandals. "He's already come and gone. If you start right now for Galilee, you just might catch up with him. Or, as we heard today, he is going ahead of you, and there you will see him." What terrified and amazed these women? Was it the messenger or the message? I think we can assume it might have been a little of both. The surprise of the empty tomb and a fellow sitting in there other than Jesus, and most especially what the stranger then said to them. "He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And here's the thing about that statement too. It's as true today as it was that first Easter morning. The reason this weird gospel ending is perfect is because of this very message. Because the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ isn't about neat and tidy endings, but about ground-shaking beginnings. This isn't a several centuries old story wrapped up in 16 chapters. This is a never-ending story. You know, right from the start of this gospel, the author titles it "The Beginning of the Good News of Jesus Christ." That wasn't the first verse, folks. It was the title of this oldest of the gospels, the first to be written. And in this last chapter the author wrote, we come to understand what this resurrection means for us and for the world. Easter is both proclamation and invitation. Christ is risen. Come and join him where he is. These women were being invited into life-changing work, and that is enough to terrify and amaze anyone. You know, when Mother Teresa went to the dark slums of Calcutta, she was afraid. But in the face of the starving poor, she saw Jesus. He was already there, waiting for her. She was terrified and then amazed. And in later years, she would struggle with her faith. Don't we all? Don't we all? Faith and doubt are essential partners in as much as light and darkness, life and death. That's why today is not a service on its own, but the next part of a three-day service, the Paschal Triduum. If you have come here only for this morning, you have entered into the middle of the story, which is why this service began halfway through the bulletin. For those of you who made it to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, this is part of a journey that had started before anybody showed up here today. A journey so vital to who we are. And I've repeated this throughout this Holy Week, that we need the fullness of the Triduum experience. Because to stand in darkness without the knowledge of light will kill us of hope, and to stand in the light without the knowledge of darkness will blind us to suffering. Our faith demands both cross and empty tomb. They can never be separated. And if Easter is ever to mean more to us than chocolate bunnies and egg hunts, we have to be part of the story, the full story. And it doesn't take much for us to imagine the cross part, right? That dark grief in which these women walked that morning to the tomb. For we have borne witness to Christ's crucifixion in our lives today. We need only turn on the nightly news to see Jesus crucified each and every day in the bigotry, violence, and hate we witness. Or perhaps it's your own personal Good Friday that allows you to feel deeply the shadow of the cross, the loss of a loved one, the pain of disease, the darkness of despair. The journey to the tomb is one we have all experienced in one way or another. But it is the journey from the tomb. That is what makes all the difference. That is what the Easter story is all about. That is when we hear both proclamation and receive the invitation. Christ is risen. Come and join him where he is. Easter is proclamation about Jesus, yes, but it is also an important invitation to every single one of you. If you came here expecting to find Jesus, you will. You will. I mean, despite this beautiful stonework, this is not the tomb. Jesus is here. And you will find him when gathered in community and experience him in the Eucharist. This invitation, by the way, is not BYOB. Jesus is the wine. But if you expect to leave him here when you head out that door, you will have missed the entire point. Jesus cannot be contained to a tomb or to a church. Jesus is on the loose. He's gone ahead of you. What will you do about it? You're being invited into something. And it will sometimes terrify you, but it will always amaze you if you allow it. Jesus is out in the world. Will we meet him there? Will we continue the story? Or will we go home, upload our Easter brunch pics to Facebook, clean up after the egg hunt candy extravaganza left by the kids, and put this invitation in a drawer until next Easter? I'd like to tell you that it matters, that your participation is critical to the story continuing. But the truth is, it doesn't. It doesn't. Because it isn't about you needing to continue the story. That's the point of this weird ending of the gospel. It isn't about what these women may have done or not done next. And it isn't about you either. Not exactly, anyway. It's about Jesus. And the story continues whether you choose to be a part of it. But it should matter to you. And it does matter to God. Because this is why you were here. This is what you were born to do. This is who you are. And why Jesus came in the first place. You know, So many people wander through life searching for meaning. Maybe you're one of them. And yet right here is an invitation to discover and experience the very thing for which we search. And all we have to do is say yes. Yes to seeing Jesus in the eyes of the poor man on the street, the marginalized transgendered woman, the sick addicted to opioids, the killed or in prison for the crime of being black, the oppressed woman, the stranger ripped from the arms of their crying children as ICE deports them. In the least of these, we will have met Jesus in the world. Yes to joining him in his work, speaking for the voiceless, standing against injustice, caring for the earth and all the creatures that inhabit it, tearing down the walls that divide and building bridges instead, then we will be Jesus in the world. Yes to the Jesus walking with us, to experiencing him leading us from our own personal tombs of deep grief and pain, being given strength for the journey in him whenever we gather here in community at his table. There, Jesus will be resurrected in your heart. You know, you can try to put Jesus in a box. Do the church thing, Christmas and Easter. He's born, he's resurrected, done till next year. You can certainly do that. But God hopes deeply that you realize there is just no putting Jesus in the corner. The only thing you would be boxing up is yourself and all the potential for a life of meaning. For the whole point of the story was never really a Galilean named Jesus. The whole point of the story was you. You, all y'all. That was the point of the story. God wanted so much to be in relationship with you, to let you know that you are deeply loved, to empower you to change the world through that love, that she became incarnate in Jesus, even knowing the cost. It was that important to be with us, to die for us, just that we might say yes to being alive, really alive. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus today, but it is your resurrection that God hoped for in choosing to dwell among us. God hoped to raise us from death into life, from the death of despair into a life of hope, from the death of hate into a life of love, from the death of indifference into a life of consequence. We come here today to bear witness to the empty tomb. And we are told that he is going ahead of you. There you will see him just as he told you. Will you go? Will you accept that outrageous invitation of an empowered life? Will you say yes to being a part of the story, to meeting him in the world, to encountering him here at the table, to being him, the body of Christ, for a world in need? Hallelujah! Christ is risen! The story isn't over, folks. It is just the beginning. Let us say yes to the resurrection, his and ours. Let us say yes to the invitation to be the story now, that our lives and the world in which we live may be changed forever. Amen.